海之音服务员与聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年10月21日，星期三。我们再一次荣幸的邀请到了来的陈阳导播，为我们继续来讲解《永恒的启甘露经》。Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya.
Jai
Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta VrindaHare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 23, The Life's Ultimate Goal, Love of Godhead.
今天我们继续来学习《永恒的启甘露经》，去解开那条通道的《玛莲丽拉中篇逍遥》的第23章《生命的终极目标：对神手的爱》。
So, welcome from Shrimayapur Dham.
我们在 Shrimayapur Dham 欢迎大家今天的聆听。
And we will begin the class by answering one question which was not answered last week.
我们首先要回答一下上周遗留下来的最后一个问题。上周的最后一个问题是 Krishna 的仆人的仆人啊，顶拜老师 Prabhupada 已经隐居了，怎么和 Prabhupada 建立联系？ Please accept my humble obeisances.Srila Prabhupada has passed away, so how to establish connection with Srila Prabhupada?
Srila Prabhupada has passed away.
And disappeared.
Okay. How do we establish a connection with Prabhupada?
也就是说你怎么样才能跟 Srila Prabhupada 建立联系，建立连接。
Reading his book is where you will find Prabhupada in the most intimate way.
如果你去阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书的话，你将以一种最亲近的方式与 Srila Prabhupada 连接。
Following his instructions will keep you very close to him.
遵循他的训示也可以让你离他非常的近。
Serving the devotees will please him very much.
服务奉献者们可以非常的取悦他。
And assist him in spreading Krishna consciousness will very much make him happy.
协助他去传播 Krishna 知觉，将会极大程度上的取悦他。
Because Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, every member of this community should do everything to make Prabhupada happy.
因为呢 ，Srila Prabhupada 是我们国际 Krishna 知觉协会的创办者 acharya， 而这个。这个协会当中的每一个成员如果都能够追随他去协助他去传播 Krishna 知觉的话遵循他的训示一定就会非常的取悦他
And the more we are absorbed in these activities the closer we get to Prabhupada
我们越是沉浸于这些活动之中我们离 Srila Prabhupada 就越近
There is also a project which is being designedAs we speak,
那就在现在这个当下这个时候，就有一个项目，已经被设计出来了。
To translate Srila Prabhupada's letters,
去这个翻译 Srila Prabhupada 的书。
To translate his room conversations,
还要去翻译他的那些室内的谈话。
To translate his morning walk conversations,
还要翻译他在清晨漫步的时候和他的门徒之间的对话。
To translate the memories of his disciples that are, spoken along with videos of Srila Prabhupada.
还有一些是一些视频的资料，那在这些视频当中呢？Srila Prabhupada 的这些门徒 都在回忆 Srila Prabhupada 讲述那些过去的记忆，所以这些资料也都会被翻译成中文。
And of course, to translate all the other books which have not been translated until now.
当然，还有 Srila Prabhupada 其他的那些书，到目前为止还没有翻译出来的，现在也在着手翻译。
So this will constitute an entire archive of everything that Srila Prabhupada said.
所以呢，所有的这些组合在一起就会把 Srila Prabhupada 曾经说过的话全部都集中到一个档案馆里面，然后大家就有机会接触到。
In addition to this, there are over 100 videos of different disciples of Srila Prabhupada being interviewed. Each video is about 2.5 hours.
另外呢，还有100多个视频录像。那这些100多集当中呢，都是 Srila Prabhupada 的所有的这些就是他的门徒的一些回忆。每一集大概都有2.5 hours的时间。
And in these videos, the devotees are sharing their memories of their time with Srila Prabhupada. And when they speak, because I watch most of them, when these devotees speak and share their memories, you are taken directly into Prabhupada's association.
那么我已经把这个100多集的这些视频已经看了大部分了。那么这些 Srila Prabhupada 的这些门徒，当他们去回忆 Srila Prabhupada 的时候，作为一个听众，你会很快的就被带到和 Srila Prabhupada 直接的联系之中。
In addition to this, many of Srila Prabhupada's disciples have written books on the history of the early days of Krishna consciousness and their association with Prabhupada.
而且呢，在这些门徒当中，其中还有很多人也写了很多的书，谈到了早期和 Srila Prabhupada 在一起的日子以及对 Srila Prabhupada 的回忆。
So there's a lot of material available. However, you need an army of translators.
所以说呢，关于 Srila Prabhupada 的这些资料是极其丰富的，但是呢，你需要一个像军队一样的翻译团队，才能把他们都完成。
Translation is the only thing that separates us from getting to know Prabhupada more.
实际上呢，只是因为翻译的缘故，所以我们现在还没有能够非常亲近的看到Srila Prabhupada的一切。
But for now, we have to absorb ourselves in Srila Prabhupada's books and especially his purports.
那作为现在来说呢，我们就要沉入到 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍当中，尤其是他的要旨。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so we continue with Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatana Goswami.
那我们现在继续来讲主持坦尼亚马哈帕布对 Sanatana Goswami 的教导。
And we are moving forward with getting to know more and more about what happens on the transcendental platform of devotional service.
那我们现在呢，继续来讲，就是在这个奉爱服务的超然的层面所发生的一切。
Krishna consciousness means to be conscious of Krishna.
那 Krishna 知觉的含义是什么呢？就是去知觉 Krishna。
Not to be self-conscious.
而不是只是自我觉知。
Or to be self-absorbed.
或者是总是只是知觉到自己，或者沉浸在自己的所思所想。
Even if we tend to think about my spiritual life and my spiritual advancement, my relationship with the devotees, my relationship to the spiritual master.
即便是我们总是想着，我的 Krishna 知觉，我的 Krishna 知觉的进步，我和奉献者之间的关系，我和灵性导师之间的关系。
We may be self-conscious when we think that way, but we should never forget that it's always related to ultimately being with Krishna.
那在这个时候，我们可能会沉浸在有关自己的这种思绪当中，但是我们也不要忘了，其实所有的一切的终极都是和 Krishna 有关。
And that there is no true happiness at any level whatsoever in this material world until we actually find our way into devotional service and begin to develop a relationship with Krishna.
除非我们在这个物质世界能够沉浸到这个对 Krishna 的奉献服务当中，然后建立起和 Krishna 之间的爱的这种关系，否则仅仅从这个物质世界而言，无论在哪一个层面上，我们都不可能找到任何的快乐。
And Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatana Goswami explain, not in every minute details, but in summary, what are the symptoms of those who begin to love Krishna.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在和 Sanatana Goswami 的这个教导当中，他呢就讲到了那些开始爱 Krishna 的人身上所展示出来的一些真相。虽然他并没有说的非常的细，但是呢，他也是做了一个概括性的总结。
Because expressing love means there is a relationship.
因为爱的表达就意味着有一种关系，相互的关系。
But what kind of relationship is it going to be?
那么这样的一种相互的关系究竟会是一个什么样子的呢？
We have to understand that we are marginal potency as a conditioned soul.
我们要知道我们是受条件限制的灵魂，是所谓的边际能量。
There is no such a thing as once upon a time I was dancing with Krishna, or I was running in the forest with Krishna, or I was joking with Krishna, and suddenly I decided to go on a holiday in the material world.
所以不会是这样的一种情形。很久很久以前，我曾经跟 Krishna 在一起翩翩起舞，或者在森林里玩耍，然后突然一念之间，我就想请个假，然后我就跑到物质世界来度假了。不会是这样。
No one leaves the spiritual world.
没有一个人生活在灵性世界。
But we are placed in a position between the material world and the spiritual world as spiritual soul with the potential to have a relationship with Krishna.
但是呢，我们其实是被夹在这个物质世界和灵性世界之间，而我们每一个灵魂都是有一种和 Krishna 建立爱的关系的这种潜能。
And the potential is there as the DNA or the nature of the soul.
那么这样的一种潜质呢，就好像一种 DNA 一样，嵌在每一个灵魂的内在。
The nature of the soul is Sat Chit Ananda, eternity, bliss, and knowledge, but that in itself does not constitute enough to have a relationship.
那么这个呢，其实就是灵魂的这个本质。灵魂的本性是 Sat Chit Ananda, 永恒充满知识的和极乐的，但是仅仅有这三个方面还不足以完全实现和 Krishna 之间的关系。
So when we become attracted to the material energy, then the soul takes a back seat, and the mind, the body, and the senses take over in experiencing what the material world has to offer.
那当我们被堕落到这个物质世界的时候，这个时候呢，灵魂就靠后了，它就变成次要的。然后呢，你的心意感官这个躯体呢，就凸显出来。然后他们一直不断的在这个物质世界里四处的寻觅，去享受自己的这个满足。
Yes.
To satisfy themselves and that's it.
And it's interesting to see that.It doesn't matter what kind of species the soul enters into, the soul will always be seeking relationship.
那就是这个灵魂，它不管进入到这个物质世界的哪一种生物种族，它总是在不断的去寻觅那种快乐。
Whether it, the one is a bug or a snake or an elephant or even a tree.
不管是一个虫子啊，还是一条蛇呀，还是一棵树啊。
You know those, what do you call them, redwoods in California?
比如说在这个加州的那个红杉林。
Those redwoods are so big, huge, very tall and very wide trees.
那些红杉树都可以说是参天大树，又直又高又大，直入云霄。
But these trees are very shallow roots.
但是它的这个根却非常的浅。
So you wonder how come they don't collapse?
然后你就在想啊，这些树的根系那么浅，可是它又是那么高、那么巨大、那么粗，它怎么就不会倒下来呢？
Because these roots are all intertwined with one another.
因为呢，这些树呢，它们就集中成这个树林，而它们的这个根系虽然是浅，但是却相互盘根错节在一起。
And it has been scientifically proven that trees talk to each other.
而且呢，从科学上也已经表明了这么一个事实，就是树和树之间是可以用语言交流的。
So the condition, the spirit soul in the material world.Only looks for one thing, relationship. And that relationship only has one purpose, to express love.
所以说呢，这个灵魂当它坠入到这个物质世界的时候，其实它只想说一种语言，而这种语言呢，就是一种爱的表达。它要寻找的就是爱。
And because that love is expressed through the mind, the body, and the senses,It only brings disappointment and frustration.
而这种爱呢，当在物质世界里只能通过感官、心意和肢体去表达的话，那最终得到的这个结果呢，就是只有沮丧和失望。
Therefore, the first thing that we hear when we come in contact with Krishna consciousness is, "You are not this body. You are a spirit soul."
这就是为什么当我们加入到 Krishna 知觉中来的时候，我们所听到的第一句话就是你是灵魂而不是这个躯体。
And therefore, everything that we learn to do in Krishna consciousness is to bring forward the identity of the soul.
所以呢，我们加入了 Krishna 知觉之后，我们从此所做的所有的这些事情，其实都是为了让你进一步去加深这样的一种觉知，你是这个灵魂而不是躯体。
And what is so beautiful and powerful about the science of devotional service and the process of bhakti yoga is from the very moment that we begin to practice, we are already on the transcendental platform.
那 Krishna 之觉和奉爱瑜伽的这个修习之之途的这个美妙之处，就是在于从你踏上这条道路的一开始，从你一开始做奉爱服务的时候，你已经处在了这个超然的层面上。
If you take the basics, such as chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam, hearing about Krishna, these things is what people do in the spiritual world.
我们就拿这些最简单基础的事情来说吧，你的念诵，还有荣耀菩萨的，还有聆听有关 Krishna 的这些知识，所有这些事情也是在灵性世界的灵魂所做的。
So we do the exact same thing, but we are not fully conscious of them.
所以呢，这些事情我们也是和纯粹的灵魂那样在做的，只不过我们还没有达到完全的觉知。
The example is when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the temple of Jagannath the first time he arrived in Puri. As soon as he saw the deities of Krishna, he fainted, he fell unconscious.
我们可以举个例子，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 第一次来到 Puri, 来到 Jagannath 庙里面的时候，当他看到了主 Jagannath 的神像的时候，在狂喜之中，他就不由自主地晕倒在地上。
But how many devotees fall unconscious when they look at the deities?
那有多少奉献者在注视着神像的时候，也会同样的晕厥过去呢？
How many devotees cry and roll on the ground and beat the ground and say, "Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna?"
多少奉献者会在地上打滚，哭泣着，呼唤着 Krishna， 你在哪里啊？你在哪里
？So we do the same activities as Lord Chaitanya, but we are not conscious.
那有时候我们做的是跟 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 做的是同样的事情，但是我们却没有觉知到它。
And what is separating us between the activity of serving Krishna and the ecstasy?Which is meant to be experienced while serving Krishna.
在服务 Krishna 的这些奉献服务，以及在服务中本应体会到的那种狂喜之爱之间，中间，这两者之间究竟是隔着什么呢
？It's the offenses.
这个就是我们的冒犯。
It's the limitation of the body.
还有躯体给我们施加的局限。
Is the botheration of the mind？
还有我们心意在不断的打扰着我们。
It's the environment that we are in？
以及我们置身其中的这个环境。
All these things are just preventing us from completely experiencing the ecstasy of pure love for Krishna。
那所有的这些就构成了一个障碍，使得我们没有办法。能够体会到对 Krishna 的爱的狂喜。
So what Lord Chaitanya is giving us as a process, and what the acharyas have taught us, is the exact, precise, and powerful process to bring us back to this position of being an eternal servant of Krishna.
所以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他所给予我们的这个程序和 acharya 们。他们所教导我们的这样的一个途径，其实都是为了我们帮助我们能够恢复到那个超然的层面，去爱 Krishna 的，并且去体会那种狂喜的。
And everything that we experience in this world in terms of relationship on a material platform, it is there because it exists originally in the spiritual world.
而我们在这个物质世俗世界所体会到的种种的这种关系，它也有一个原本的一个主体，这个就是在灵性世界的种种的这种丰富多彩的关系。
The trees, the grass, the lake, the wind, the sun, the moon.
就是一些花草树木啊，还有这些阳光啊、云朵呀、所有的这些在。灵性世界都是有的。
The birds, the fish, the animals, everything is there in the spiritual world.
就是灵性世界拥有一切，像我们在物质世界所看到的鸟儿啊、鱼啊，各种各样丰富的动物，在灵性世界也是有的。
But they are 100% Krishna conscious.
但是在灵性世界，所有的这一切，他们都有100%的 Krishna 知觉。
For example, the trees here.They go through the different season. They offer their leaves, their flowers, their fruit, and then that's it.
就好像在物质世界的这个树木一样，它要经过这个春夏秋冬的流转，然后呢，它会去伸展它的这个枝叶开花结果，也就如此而已。
The trees in the spiritual world experience ecstasy by producing all sorts of fruits, all sorts of flowers.And anything that you wish, you ask a tree, the tree will give it to you.
而在灵性世界的这些树木呢，它却就可以通过色彩缤纷的鲜花和沉甸甸的果实的奉献，来体会那种，就是展示那种狂喜。而且在灵性世界，所有的这些树都是如愿树，你有什么愿望，它都能够实现。
Of course, the wish is always Krishna conscious.
当然，你的这个愿望呢，永远都是和 Krishna 知觉有关的。
So, similarly, in the material world, we have relationship between master and servant.
同样的，在这个物质世界里面，也有主仆之间的关系。
We have relationship between friends.
还有朋友之间的友谊。
We have relationship with family members.
还有和家人之间的关系。
We have relationship with wife.
还有呢，和夫妻之间的这种关系。
And some people have relationship with lovers.
还有一些人，他们可能还有一些情人那种关系。
So why are these relationships existing? Because they actually exist on the pure platform in the spiritual world.
那物质世界为什么也有这么多各种各样的关系呢？是因为在灵性世界原本也有一些这样的关系，但是只不过就是在灵性世界所有的这个关系都是它最原本的纯粹的层面。
So,With the process of sadhana, with specific narrative in the books, different pastimes of Krishna, with a specific relationship with the devotees and the guru, we grow into an attraction towards those relationships.
那么通过这个 sadhana 规范修习，以及去阅读和了解经典书籍当中所讲的各种各样的知识，以及这些逍遥时光，还有培养跟灵性导师之间的关系，以及跟奉献者之间的这种关系，那我们呢就逐步的去培养出了对那些原本的灵性关系的向往之情。
And through the pastimes of Lord Krishna, we get to know exactly how those pure devotees relate to him.And how Krishna reciprocates with them.
那么我们通过主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这些逍遥时光，就指 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I'm talking about Krishna.
通过Krishna 的这些逍遥时光的话，我们就能够看到那些纯粹的奉献者是怎么样爱这个 Krishna 的，而且也可以看到主 Krishna 他又是怎么样回报这些灵魂。
So our school of Bhakti Yoga is there to teach us how to have our relationship with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. That's the Vrindavan in the spiritual world. It's a very specific location and the relationships are very specific.
所以说的我们的这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
Krishna, it's all about Krishna.
那我们所学习的 Krishna 知觉的这个程序呢，就是可以帮助我们去了解这个 Goloka Vrindavan 的是一种什么样的情形，在这个 Goloka Vrindavan 灵魂跟 Krishna 之间的爱是怎么样的。
So,
那而且呢，这些就是佛罗卡文达文，它是灵性世界的一个非常特定的一个地方，而那个地方以及那里的这种爱呢，都是非常的。
This is what Lord Chaitanya came to teach: pure love for Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan.
所以呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，来到这个世界上，就是来教导我们，就是在 Goloka Vrindavan 的这种纯粹的爱是怎样的。
So everything we learn.In Krishna consciousness, with the devotees, under the guidance of the guru, the books that we read, the prasadam that we eat, it's to aim at one direction, to be an eternal servant in Krishna, in Goloka Vrindavan.
所以呢，在 Krishna 知觉当中，我们所学习到的一切，我们荣耀的所有的这个 prasada 和奉献者之间的联谊，还有在灵性导师的指导之下，还有阅读的经典里的所有的这些内容，逍遥时光，其实呢，都是为了让我们去恢复到这个灵性世界在 Goloka Vrindavan 的和 Krishna 之间的那种爱的关系。
That's why.The Vaishnavas who practice Bhakti Yoga, they concentrate their attention on Vrindavan here in this world, or Mayapur, which is non-different from Vrindavan, or Jagannath Puri.
所以说呢，在这个世界上修习 Krishna 知觉的那些奉献者们，他们也是把他们的注意力完全的投入在专注在 Vrindavan， 还有和这个与 Vrindavan。没有区别在 Mayapur 还有Jagannath Puri 上。
Otherwise, there are other areas in the spiritual sky which are dedicated for those who want to serve Krishna as a servant, and Krishna is the Supreme Lord, there is awe and reverence. It's very formal.
那么除此之外呢，在灵性天空中也有这样的一个空间，在那里呢，就是为那些想以仆人的身份服务主人的这种身份和 Krishna 在一起的灵魂的，在那里的这种关系就是充满着敬畏之情，而且是非常的正式的。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given access to these different relationships.Which are based on pure love.
那其他年马哈帕布呢，就给予了每一个人这种基于纯粹的爱的各种关系的进入这种基于纯粹的爱的各种关系的机会。
There is neutral relationship or shanta rasa.
一种关系呢就叫做 shanta rasa， 就是中性的关系。
There is servant relationship, which is dasya rasa.
还有仆人对主人的那种关系，这个叫做 dasya rasa。
dasya。
dasya rasa。
There is friendship relationship, which is shakya rasa。
还有呢 ，shakya rasa 就是朋友关系。
And there is parent relationship, which is vatsalya rasa。
还有 vatsalya rasa 就是和父母的关系。
And there is married relationship or a lover relationship, which is Madhurya Rasa.
还有呢，就是 Madhurya Rasa， 这个呢就是那个夫妻关系或者是爱侣情人关系。
So Madhurya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, and Shakya Rasa are mostly present in Vrindavan.
那么像这个 Madhurya Rasa 就是这种爱侣的关系，还有 Vatsalya Rasa 就是父母和孩子之间的关系，还有 Sakya Rasa 就是就是朋友的这种关系，主要都是在 Vrindavan 可以看见。
And Dasya Rasa and Shanta Rasa are mostly in the Vaikuntha planets and also in the yogi's meditation.
那么Dasya Rasa 这种主仆关系还有呢 Shanta Rasa 这种中性的关系主要是在 Vaikuntha 可以看见，而且呢也在这个瑜伽师的冥想之中。
So when we are attracted and we enjoy practicing Krishna consciousness, we don't really understand or we don't really find ourselves attracted to, oh, I would like to beA cow, I would like to be Krishna's friend, or I'd like to be Krishna's mom. We don't think that way. We just practice because the spiritual master has told us to do so.
那当我们被 Krishna 知觉所吸引，并且开始 Krishna 知觉中的这些灵修程序的修习的时候，我们不会说马上就想哦，我想成为灵性世界的一头奶牛，或者我想成为 Krishna 的朋友，或者成为 Krishna 的母亲，不是这样的。我们只不过就是单纯的想着，是我们的灵性导师希望我们这样去修习 Krishna 知觉，所以我就遵循着灵性导师的训谕去做。
In the early days, the devotees began to read.The Krishna book, and then they got all these ideas about who they want to be in the spiritual world.
在非常早期的时候，奉献者呢看了好些这个有关 Krishna 逍遥时光的书，于是呢就突发奇想，希望自己能够成为这个，成为那个。
So much so that they created in Los Angeles, they created what they called the Gopi Club.
然后呢就是在这个洛杉矶呢，他们奉献者就成立了一个俱乐部，这个叫做 Gopi 俱乐部，牧牛姑娘俱乐部。
And both men and women would sit in one room and start reading past some of the Gopis. Not only that, but they would all wear saris.
而且呢就是不管是男的女的，他们都会聚到一起去读 Krishna 的牧牛姑娘的那些逍遥时光，而且不仅如此，大家都是穿的纱丽。
And Prabhupada put an end to this. He was actually quite upset when he heard about it.
当 Prabhupada 听到这个消息的时候呢，是非常的不高兴的，所以说他马上就叫停了。
This is not the way to develop one's spiritual body.
因为这个并不是说去培养灵性躯体的一种方法。
There's no need to meditate. I really, really want to be a cow in the spiritual world.
所以没有必要不停地去冥想，我要成为灵性世界的一头奶牛。
For now, we learn only one thing: to be servant of the servant.
啊，我们现在只学一件事情，就是去做仆人的仆人。
And to develop that attitude will give us the qualification.To gradually develop a spiritual body.
那当你培养了这样的一种仆人的仆人的心态之后呢，慢慢的，你的这个灵性的身体也就逐步的不知不觉的形成了。
Now, when you read the verses of the Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami explains very nicely what is required. If you read text number 8 of the Upadeshamrita.It's very, very nicely described in very concise sentences how a devotee gradually qualifies to enter the spiritual world.
那如果你看了 Upadeshamrita 教诲的甘露的第八个时节的话，你就会看到呢，在这里以一种非常简洁的这个方式，讲到了一个奉献者应当怎么样做才能够具备足够的这个资格，就是获得一个灵性的躯体。
First, we have to be free from offenses.
首先呢，我们就是要去除一切的冒犯。
Then we have to be completely under control. Our senses, our mind, our body has to be under control.
而且呢，接下来我们就要做到非常好的自我控制，包括我们的所有的这些感官和心意，你要能够就是调服它。控制住它。
Then material identities have to be completely removed.
然后你要把这个你的这种灵性的身份感完全的去除。
And gradually we move into a spiritual atmosphere where we feel very comfortable and very confident.
然后呢就进入到那种灵性的氛围之中，在那里你感觉到非常的自在，非常的舒适。
And we always constantly take the guidance of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas.
也感到非常的自信，而且在这个过程当中，你时时刻刻都在接受着来自于灵性导师和其他的 Vaishnava 的指导。
So as we hear about the pastimes of Krishna and Krishna's devotees, we begin to be more and more attracted.
那当我们在这个时候又在不断地聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光以及 Krishna 纯粹的奉献者的那些逍遥时光的时候，我们就越来越深地被吸引了。
And that is the reason why Krishna manifests his pastimes here in this material world.
那这就是为什么 Krishna 会在这里在这个物质世界去展示他的逍遥时光的原因。
SoIn the material world, the Vrindavan pastime are manifested, and Vrindavan is called Gokul.
那么在这个物质世界呢 ，Vrindavan 的这个逍遥时光也在这里展示。那么在物质世界的这个 Vrindavan 就是 Gokul.
They are called manifest pastime or.
这个它被称为是展示的逍遥时光。
They are called Prakat.Lila, manifested pastimes.
叫 Prakat Lila, Prakat Lila 就是展示的逍遥时光。
And the same pastime take place simultaneously in Goloka Vrindavan. So Vrindavan in the spiritual world is called Goloka.
那么与此同时，在灵性世界所上演的这个逍遥时光呢？就所在地方就叫做 Goloka, 相应的是同时的。
So Gokul is Prakat Lila, Goloka is Aprakat Lila.
所以说呢，在这个物质世界的地球上面的这个 Gokul 呢，就是 Prakat Lila, 就是展示的逍遥时光，而在 Goloka Vrindavan 的这个逍遥时光呢，就被称为 Aprakat Lila, 就是不展示的逍遥时光。
So manifest pastime and not manifest. Not manifest means we can't see them.
那之所以呢，说它 这不展示的逍遥时光是因为我们用现在的这双眼睛是看不见的，所以呢就有 Prakat Lila 就是展示的逍遥时光和 Aprakat Lila 就是不展示的逍遥时光。
So here is how it works. If you are interested to get on the boat to go back to the spiritual world.
所以说呢，如果说你有兴趣登上这艘驶往灵性世界的船只的话，那么我就跟你分享一下接下来会发生些什么。
As conditioned souls, we get an opportunity to engage in devotional service.
作为受条件限制的灵魂，我们有了一个去从事奉献服务的机会。
And we do our best to become purified.
然后呢，我们尽我们的所能来进行自我净化。
Some will be able to return to Krishna in one lifetime. Some will take more time.
有一些人呢，他可能在一世当中就可以回归到 Krishna 的身边，但是还有一些人，他可能就要经过更多的生生世世。
Because we all make progress at a different pace.
因为每一个人这个进步的节奏是不一样的。
Now, in the scriptures, it is explained when Krishna manifests his pastime here in this material world.There are all sorts of devotees who take part in those pastimes.
那么当在这个物质世界 Krishna 去展示他超然的逍遥时光的时候，其实还有各种各样的奉献者们也看似降临在这个物质世界，就是在这个物质世界出生，然后加入到 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光里。
There are those who come from the spiritual world with Krishna toserve him in his pastime, so these are called Nitya Siddha devotees. They are eternally perfect.
那有一些奉献者呢，他们被称为Nitya Siddha奉献者。那这些人就是说，原本就是完全的达到了这个完美境界的。他们都是特意的从灵性世界降临到这个物质世界，就是为了伴随着 Krishna。在他的逍遥时光当中去扮演特定的角色。
So Krishna comes, Radharani comes, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, they come, certain gopis come, certain friends come.
所以呢 ，Krishna 会来，Radharani 也来 ，Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda 妈妈，还有一些牧牛姑娘、牧牛童也都会纷纷伴随着他来到这里。
But there are some.Who have been in this material world, who now have qualified to enter that environment of Vrindavan.
但是呢，还有一些在一直是在这个物质世界，已经经历了无数的生生世世。那现在呢，他们终于获得了可以进入到 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光之中的资格了。
Some have performed austerities for thousands of years.
有些人呢，有些灵魂在这之前已经经历了成千上万世的苦行。
Some are demigods.
有一些呢是半神人。
Some are yogis.
有一些是瑜伽师。
All sorts of people who've been training for so long to finally find their place in the circle of Krishna's intimacy.
那就是他们这些灵魂在这之前已经都训练了很久很久了，经过了这么漫长的岁月之后，他们终于获得了机会，获得了资格，能够进入到 Krishna 最亲密的这个最内部的这个圈子里。
So when Krishna comes, they also come.
所以当 Krishna 来的时候，他们也就都纷纷的到临了。
And their desires to finally be with Krishna is fulfilled, and at that point they attain perfection.
他们呢一直是有着想和 Krishna 在一起的这个夙愿，已经由来已久了。那么最终这些愿望终于得到了实现，他们终于和 Krishna 在一起，进入他的逍遥时光。
Therefore, Gokul. The Vrindavan of this material world is like a training ground.
所以说呢，这个 Gokul 就是 Vrindavan 啊，灵性世界在这个物质世界的这个相应的这个地方啊，那就是 Gokul 呢，就好像是他们的一个培训基地一样。
whatever impurity is still remaining, whatever little things that are still remaining that attach us to this world, as soon as we qualify to be with Krishna or in the circle of Krishna's eternal servant, that is burned to ashes. And finally, we attain perfection.
那不管我们在这个物质世界上还残留着怎样的些许的这个污染和物质欲望，一旦是在这里，进入到这个 Krishna 的这个最亲密的这个仆人圈里面，和 Krishna 在一起的时候，那所有的这些不洁啊、这些欲望，也都像是木头焚木成灰一样，立刻的都被啊。焚烧的干干净净。
There are even demons who take birth in this material world during Krishna's pastime to get liberation.
在 Krishna 在地球上上演逍遥时光的时候，甚至有一些恶魔，他们也特意的投生在这里，就是为了能够得到解脱。
So when we read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, or when we read the Krishna book, which is the same, we get to know.Which person was with Krishna in the spiritual world and came to this world, and which person qualified by being with Krishna?
所以呢，当我们读圣严伯伽瓦的第十篇，当然相应的还有就是 Krishna book Krishna 快乐全言这本书，这两者是一致的。那么通过去阅读这些逍遥时光，你就知道。哪一些灵魂它是来自于灵性世界，然后在物质世界的加入 Krishna 的逍遥时光，还有哪些是原来就一直是在这个物质世界，然后通过种种的苦行啊，得到了这个资格加入到 Krishna 的和 Krishna 在一起的。
So this is most likely to be the scenario for us when we say going back home, back to Godhead. That's what it means. We take birth.Again, in this material world, but in the womb of one of Krishna's servants in Gokul.
所以说呢，这对于我们个体的灵魂而言，大致就是这样的一个情形，就是我们在这个物质世界已经生生死死无数的生世那最终呢，我们终于获得了这个资格，在这个时候，你就会投身在一个 Gokul 的。一个 Krishna 的仆人的腹中，然后出生在那里。
And when we take birth in the womb of such pure servant of Krishna, we get to see how everyone is serving, and we follow them. That's Rupa Goswami's instruction. Follow the servants of Krishna in Vrindavan. Learn from them.
所以呢，你这样子投身的话，你的母亲就是 Gokul 的 Krishna 的亲密的仆人中的一位。这样呢，你就是出生在那里，你就可以亲眼的观察到 Krishna 的这些仆人是怎么样服务于他，怎么样爱他的。所以这个就好像是 Rupa Goswami 所说的，我们要去追随 Vrindavan 的Krishna 仆人的脚步。
So how does it work? It means.Krishna right now is manifesting his Vrindavan pastime in another universe.
那就是现在呢，就是 Krishna 他在另外一个宇宙去上演 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光了。
Because there are unlimited universes, and Krishna comes with at each day of Brahma. So each universe Krishna comes to do his Vrindavan pastime. So there is no lack of Vrindavans.If we leave our body today, we are transferred to another place in another universe where Krishna performs his pastime. Given that we are qualified.
Because Krishna, he is in Brahma, to Brahma, every day he will come to this material world, and he will find a special world to perform his pastime. In other words.就是一个宇宙的逍遥时光结束，另外一个宇宙的它就上演，所以之间是毫不间断的，是连续不断的。所以说呢，当我们前提就是我们已经获得了这个资格的时候，那我们也会就是去到宇宙中的某一个 Krishna 上演逍遥时光的地方去加入到它。
So we get to see, we get to witness Krishna's pastimes.
而到了那里之后，我们就可以亲眼的见证到了 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
And then we get the final training.
然后最终我们又在他的身边获得这种训练。
And then we can enter Goloka Vrindavan in a spiritual world. We have a specific spiritual body and a specific relationship with Krishna, which will never change.
然后呢，最终那一次我们就会回到Krishna 在灵性世界的 Goloka Vrindavan， 在那里呢，我们就会获得一个特定的躯体，灵性的这个躯体，而且和 Krishna 之间有这个特定的这种关系，而且一旦恢复到一旦获得了这样的一种关系之后，就不会再改变了。
So it's not like you are a bird in Radharani's garden, and then one day you think, "Well, I've had enough of being a bird. Can I be a cook for Krishna?"
所以不是这样的。你原本一直是Radharani 的花园里面的一只鸟，然后有一天呢，你突然间厌倦了呢，你说我能不能做 Krishna 的厨师，给他做饭呢？不是这么简单。
If you are a bird in Radharani's garden in Goloka Vrindavan, just know you're going to be a bird for eternity.
那就是如果你真的是在 Goloka Vrindavan 的 Radharani 花园里面的一只鸟的话，那你就要知道这只 Goloka Vrindavan 的Radharani 花园里的鸟是永恒的。
But everything and everyone in the spiritual world, regardless of their relationships, are always 100% fully satisfied with their relationship with Krishna.
那在 Goloka Vrindavan 的所有的这些灵魂，不管他们是什么样的灵性躯体，和 Krishna 是一种什么样的关系，他们都是100%全然的这种满足的。他们在自己的这种身份当中都得到这种全然的喜乐。
So, the process of devotional service as it is given to us by Lord Chaitanya and the Acharyas is to help us gradually to unfold this access to different relationship with Krishna.
所以呢，这是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和历代的 Acharya 们所教给我们的这样的一个程序，就是为了让我们逐步的去展开和 Krishna 的这种永恒的关系。
So all the teachings of Lord Chaitanya up until now was there to help us understand how we gradually progress.
那到目前为止 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所说的所有的这一些，都是为了教导我们怎么样在灵性上逐步的获得进步。
So how would you develop the desire to be with someone that you don't really know?
那你怎么样才能够培养出与一个你从来不了解的人的这种关系？就是你向往和一个你不了解的一个人在一起，去爱他的那种愿望。
You have to hear about their pastimes. You have to hear about their qualities. You have to hear about their personalities.
你要去了解他的个性。了解他的品格，去了解他的逍遥时光，或者说了解他的所作所为，他的一举一动，他所做的这些事情。
And then what happens is we begin to feel symptoms of separation.
那通过这样的一种聆听呢，你就逐步的感受到了一种分离的真相。
That separation means, I know I belong to Krishna, but now I can't be with him. So those feelings begin to intensify.
那么这样的一种感受是什么呢？就是说，我知道我是属于 Krishna 的，但是我现在又不能和 Krishna 在一起。所以呢，这样的一种分离之情之下，这种渴望的这种爱呢，就越来越浓。
And this again, this is what Lord Chaitanya came to teach, pure love for Krishna in feelings of separation.
所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他降临到这个世界上，就是教给我们这样的一种分离之爱， 分离狂喜之爱，在分离中的狂喜之爱。
When we chant our japa without offenses on a pure platform, this japa becomes a platform for expressing our feelings of separation.
那当我们呢，就是已经在这个纯粹的层面上，能够没有丝毫冒犯的去念诵我们的japa，念诵 Krishna 的圣名的时候，那么这个japa呢，就成了去表达的我们这种狂喜之爱的一个途径。
Prabhupada explains, devotees will never say, "I have found Krishna finally."
Prabhupada 他说呢，奉献者永远都不会这样说，我终于找到了 Krishna 了。他们不会这样说。
And he points to the example of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were purely Krishna conscious, but constantly they were saying, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?"
然后他就以这个 Vrindavan 六 Goswami 为例，说他们呢，其实都是 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者，但是他们依然不断的在寻寻觅觅 ，Krishna 在哪里 ？Krishna 在哪里啊
？So the ultimate result of those intense feelings of separation is union.
那么这样的一种强烈的分离之情愈演愈浓，最终的结果是什么呢？就是相聚团聚。
And I always like to give that example because it is so graphic that if you were going to an airport or a train station 20 or 30 years ago, you will see people meeting with amazing feelings when they see each other.
那就是我们我经常用这个例子来说明这一点，因为这个例子是非常的这个生动的。就是比如说二三十年之前，当你去到机场的时候，你看到机场里出来的人和外面等待的人，他们久别重逢之后，你就会感觉到他们看到他们的那种强烈的分离和相聚之情。
Because except for letters, people had no means of communication.
因为在那个年代里面，除了书信的往来之外，人和人之间他们没有其他的途径来保持联系。
So when they pick someone at a train station or at the airport, I mean, you just sit there and you watch how they get closer and closer. They begin to cry and then they hug. They get excited. They have shiverings. Those feelings are real.
所以你如果在那个时候去到火车站或者到机场的话，你经常会看到这样的情形。一个是在这里接机或者是等待朋友的人，那另一头是从这个里面远方归来的人，那他们真的是久别重逢，你可以看到他们相拥而泣，甚至是浑身颤抖，那种感情是非常浓烈非常真实的。
I remember when there was no internet and a devotee would come to China and arrive at the Shanghai airport or the Beijing, I mean, you should have seen the scene. All the devotees would come, and they would just be like crying and shaking and shivering. So much ecstasy.
所以呢，就是同样的奉献者也是一样，在那个年代当中，有一些国外的奉献者来到中国，然后来到了这个机场。那个时候你会看到所有的这些奉献者都出动到这个机场去接这位远道而来的奉献者。那个时候你会看到奉献者们强硬的这种激动的这种心情甚至是浑身颤抖是流下了泪水，泪如泉涌那是一种非常强烈的分离之后的团聚的情感。
And then when the devotee would leaveEverybody would go to the airport, and the devotees would not even blink their eyes until the devotee has gone through security, and you can't see that person anymore. And then, if you turn back, they will still be there, standing and watching.
然后呢，那个等到走的时候也是这样，所有的奉献者就会依依惜别去送他，亲自到这个机场去送他。然后呢，你走进了这个安全通道了，然后外面的奉献者 还在那儿在慢慢的目送你远去，然后你都安检完了，你转过身来，透过玻璃，你看到奉献者们依然在那里久久的站立。
If you watch videos of Prabhupada arriving at an airport, or even listen to devotees describing Prabhupada's arrival, I mean the devotees, and this is in the middle of the public, the devotees would just turn the airport upside down with symptoms of ecstasy.
那就是你也许会在视频当中看到释迦牟尼佛到达一个机场的这种情形，或者甚至是去聆听奉献者去回忆当年他们在机场去迎接释迦牟尼佛的情景。那当你去看到或者是听到这一切的时候，你真的就是被震撼了，因为这些奉献者们他们的这种狂喜之情就像海浪一样淹没了整个的这个机场，好像把这个机场都给颠覆了一样。
So these symptoms can only take place if there is separation.
那么这样的一种强烈的狂喜强烈的这种爱的真相，只有在有过就长期的这种分离之后才会展示。
And what is union if there is no separation? And what is separation if there's no union? Both have to be there.
那如果是没有团聚的话，又怎会有分离？没有分离，又怎会有相聚？所以说呢，这个分离和相聚这两者缺一不可。
So we have in the books and through the teachings black and white description what happens when Krishna goes to the forest.Mother Yashoda begins to feel separation. Now Krishna is with the coward boy. They are in ecstasy because they are with him.
所以呢，我们比如说在我们的经典书里面，这个白纸黑字，我们就可以寻找哦 ，Krishna 早上的时候要跟小伙伴们一起到森林中去了。这个时候 ，Yashoda 妈妈呢是非常舍不得的，但是她也没有办法 ，Krishna 要去森林了。所以这个时候他就陷入到这种分离的痛苦之中，而作为 Krishna 身边的那些牧牛童们，他们却在狂喜当中兴高采烈，因为这个时候他们是和 Krishna 在一起的，是团聚的。
So the cows are in bliss, the trees, the birds, the deer, the river, the grass, everyone is in complete ecstasy because Krishna has entered the forest.
所以说呢，不管是这个草木花果，还是这个河流，还是奶牛啊，小鸟啊，各种动物啊，还有牧牛童们，所有的生，他们都在这个狂喜之中，因为 Krishna 终于进入了 Vrindavan 的森林了。
But the gopis are feeling separation also because they cannot be with Krishna during the day.
那森林的一切都是在狂喜之中，但是作为牧牛姑娘们来说，她们已经陷入了这种分离的痛苦，和眷恋之中，因为她们在白天的时候，她们见不到 Krishna， 所以跟 Krishna 是分开的。
Then Krishna returns home, so now Mother Yashoda is happy.
等 Krishna 回到家里的时候，她的妈妈。Yashoda 妈妈就很高兴了。
But the coward boys have to go home.
但是呢，牧牛童也得回家。
So they're feeling separation.
所以牧牛童是跟 Krishna 在分离中的。
And the cows also feeling separation.
奶牛们也在分离之中。
So this is what goes on in our relationship with Krishna: union, separation, union, separation.
Like the banks of one river. 这个就是不断的相聚。分离，相聚，分离，这两者总是这样相辅相成。
So we are being trained to develop this attraction and this consciousness. What is it like to be with Krishna?
所以说呢，我们就是在这里，就是获得这样的一种训练，然后慢慢升腾起这种吸引、被吸引的感受，以及这种知觉，然后我们就。慢慢的去渴望和 Krishna 在一起。
So all the Goswamis, the six Goswamis have written so many books about this science.
那么这其实就是像一门科学一样，而六 Goswami 们他们就这一点写了大量
And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are so many stories explaining this science.
而在这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的经坛念经当中，也有无数的故事来说明这门科学。
And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, each canto, there are stories about these particular symptoms of separation and union.
那么在这个正典薄伽瓦坛里面，可以说每一章都讲到了这种。分分合合，这种分离团聚的这个展示出来的这种狂喜的征兆。
Dhruva Maharaj, little boy meditates for 6 months. Krishna appears and then boom, he's gone.
Dhruva Maharaj 一个小男孩，他冥想了六个月，然后 Krishna 突然间就出现在面前了，但是也仅仅是瞬间而已，立刻又消失不见。
Prahlad goes through so many difficulties.Krishna appears as Lord Nrisimhadev, and then he's gone.
那 Prahlad Maharaj 呢？他经过这么多的苦行，终于有见到了主，Nrisimhadev。主 Nrisimhadev 在他的面前，也只是很短的这个时间，立刻也就离开了。
So many of these pastimes in the Bhagavatam are on the Vaikuntha platform. When we get to the 10th canto, we enter Vrindavan. We get finally, we are home.
那么在伦达在这个圣典薄伽瓦坛里面的大部分的这个篇章都是把昆塔无忧新秀的这个空间的故事但是呢终于我们看到了第十章了这个第十章就是在伦达文的这些逍遥时光那我们真的是回了家了这是我们真正的家园
So I'll stop here and next week we'll begin to describe the qualities of KrishnaAnd the qualities of Radharani.
那我今天呢就先讲到这里。在下一周的这一课开始，我就要开始讲Krishna 的品质和 Radharani 的品质。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, 我们看一下大家有没有问题。淡然一笑，感谢帕布翻译主持。我们现在做服务是灵魂在做还是物质自然在做不是说灵魂还在睡觉还没有苏醒就是您讲课说的还没有觉知吗 Now we are doing service. Is the soul who is the doing all the service or is the material nature? Isn't it so that as you said in the class that our souls are still sleeping, not awakened yet?Just as what you said in your class, we don't have the consciousness. We are not aware of it.
No.
不是像你讲的这样。
We have to understand very clearly.
我们在这里呢，我们一定要非常清晰的了解。
Even on the neophyte platform.
即便是在一个非常初级的一个阶段。
We may not be fully Krishna conscious.
这个时候还没有达到非常。圆满的 Krishna 知觉
There is some little consciousness.
但是还是有一点点
Otherwise, we would never be able to be attracted.
你要是说什么那个知觉都没有的话，你也不可能会一直不断的被吸引，然后进一步去做。
That little level of consciousness is actually given by the guru and by the devotees.
那这点小小的知觉，这个意识，其实是你的 guru 和奉献者所赐给你的，给予你的。
Even if the consciousness is not so elevated, the fact that your body, your mind, and your senses are engaged in serving Krishna, you are on the liberated platform.
即便是你的这个知觉还没有达到很高的这个境界，仅仅是一个开始，非常小的一个样子，但是因为你的那个躯体还有躯体心意和感官都在重试着奉献服务在那个时候即便在这种情况下你也可以被视为是在解脱的层面上
The difference is that your consciousness is interrupted by the material energy whereas as you progress you get less and less interrupted
只不过就是说呢你的这种知觉它是被这个物质世界不断的被打断的但是你一直不断不断的去从事奉献服务物质是自然的这个 影响这个能量就越来越少，越来越不会间断了，最后就持续的不断的在这个服务之中，而且你就可以真正的不断的觉知到它。
That's why in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in chapter 2, it is said that the soul is fully revived when the service is uninterrupted and unconditional.
所以在这个圣严佛伽罗坛一开篇的第二章当就说到了，就是说，就是这个、this consciousness is uninterrupted
and unconditional.
And the condition at that time the soul is awakened.
就是说
当你呢，就是那个你的奉献服务再也你的奉献服务再也不中断了，而且是不讲任何条件，不求任何回报的时候，你的灵魂就完全的苏醒。
For example, a devotee just got initiated.
就比如说呢，这个奉献者刚获得了启迪。
So fairly new in Krishna consciousness.
在 Krishna 知觉当中呢，还是可以说是初来乍到。
And you see that person performing arti to the deities.
然后你这个时候你就看到他虽然是一个很新的奉献者，他在对这个神像做这个 arti。
Or cooking an offering for Krishna.
或者呢，在做这个 prasadam 要供奉 Krishna。
Or cleaning the floor in the temple room.
或者在庙里面打扫卫生、扫地。
This activity is an activity of the spiritual world. That person is in the spiritual world.But he may not be conscious of it.
就是说，其实他做的这些的事情、这些活动，就是跟灵性世界所做的这个服务是一样的，没有区别。只不过他在做的这些事情，但是他还没有相应的这种觉知或者相应的知觉和意识。No, Krishna, but can we say that he has Krishna consciousness or on the path of Krishna?
You're on the path because you may be doing a wonderful service, but if you commit offenses or if you don't have the right attitude, you're going to be shifted to the side.
就是说你在做这些奉献服务了，但是你可能还没有完全具备这个 Krishna 知觉，只不过是在 Krishna 知觉的这条道路上在行走着。那么哪一天你懈怠了，你不去做这些事情了，那你就不在这个知觉当中了，你就会被置于一边了。
Let's say you do wonderful service and everybody loves what you're doing and you're distributing so many books and you're making so many devotees, but then you become proud.
我们举个例子，比如说呢，你做了很多很多奉献服务，大家都很爱你，很欣赏你，或者你派了很多很多很多的书，就是做了一些了不起的服务，但是呢，你这突然间就变得骄傲起来了。
So there's no room for pride in the spiritual world.
在这个灵性世界是绝对没有骄傲的余地的。
So you have to be reformed. You have to purify yourself.
所以这个时候你就得要进行一个改造了。换句话说，就是你又得去再净化自己，把这种骄傲给清除。
Very recently, one very pure brahmachari here in India, who is very famous for giving lectures.So he was giving a lecture on the Vyasa Sun, and he started, like, very confidently to criticize a very senior devotee.
就是最近呢，在这个圣地有这么一个 Brahmachari 哈，他还是挺新的、年轻的一个奉献者。那么，但是呢，他有机会在这个 Vyasa Sun 座上面去讲课。然后呢，他讲着讲着，就突然间非常严肃、认真的开始去批评。年长的奉献者了，资深的那些奉献者了。
So this became like wildfire over the internet.
这个就变成了互联网上的一团野火了。
So that devotee made a public announcement.
那这个奉献者后来呢，他就发表了一个公开声明。
To apologize.
首先他是要道歉。
To the person he criticized.
就是对于他被他批评的那个人表示道歉。
Apologize to all the devotees.
还要向所有的奉献者表示道歉。
And he took a vow to never give public lectures again, and he would work on his own personal advancement.
然后呢，他就发誓说他再也不在公开的场合去讲这个讲课了。那么他 发了这个誓，这样子去做呢，就是对他自己的这个 Krishna 知觉的进步，对他自己的进化是非常有帮助。
So when we begin the process of devotional service, Rupa Goswami says, you are on the liberated platform, but you have to be very careful because you are still conditioned.
所以呢，就是我们在开始做奉献服务了，就像 Rupa Goswami 说的一样，你已经在解脱的这个层面上了。但是作为我们的话，我们得小心翼翼，每一步都要非常的小心。OK， 好，那这个问题我们就回答到这里。下一个问题，明白并感恩帕布和玛塔吉清晨来自玛雅普圣地的甘露。您刚才讲到，只有在长久的分离之后的相聚，才会带来强烈的狂喜之情。是不是 Krishna 正在借由疫情，使奉献者和灵性导师分离，让我体会分离中的思念的潮水不断的涨潮，并期待着相聚的那一刻，这样就可以看到 Krishna 的完美而不可思议的安排了呢？请勿提 Radha Mataji。Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you very much, Prabhu and Mataji. Thank you for your nectar in the morning from Mayapur Dham. You just mentioned it's only after long separation can the union brings very intense feeling of love in ecstasy. So can I interpret that with this coronavirus situation, Krishna is making an arrangement to separate the devotees and the spiritual master so that I can feel constantly being touched by the waves of the remembrance in the separation from the Krishna. It becomes bigger and bigger, this wave. So that I expect to be united with the gurus and the devotees even more. And so that at that time I can really see the Krishna's perfection and also his inconceivable arrangement.
But Krishna has created another planet.
Krishna 还创造了另外一个星球。
It's called Zoom Loka.
这个叫做 Zoom Loka. 这个 Zoom 就是腾讯会议还有国外的那个版本，这个 Zoom 的这个星球。
We see each other all the time.
我们不是经常彼此相见吗？
We wish we could jump at each other and hug each other, but we can't do that.
但是我们被这个屏幕所相隔了，要不然的话我们一进都跳进去跟大家拥抱了。
So yes, it's a fact that this particular material calamity is separating the devotees, and someone who is sincerely engaged in devotional service will cultivate and grow intense feelings of separation.
的确是这样的，这个物质的这个灾难将我们奉献者和灵性导师之间分离，奉献者和奉献者相分离。但是呢，那些非常真诚的在 Krishna 知觉当中从事奉献服务的人，他们会不断的去培养他们的这种强烈的分离之情 ，to cultivate the feeling of separation.
No, now we are cultivating the feeling of separation with the anticipation that we can meet again.
Yeah. 那我们当然，我们现在就是这种分离之情是越来越强烈了，但是我们这种渴望团聚的这种心也越来越强烈，那最终我们一定会再一次相聚。
So Krishna does that especially for devotees to intensify their love.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他特意做了这个安排，就是让奉献者们的这种爱呢越来越强烈。
And this is only helping us to take more steps to ultimately feeling separation from Krishna.
那么就是这个呢，实际上也是 Krishna 在帮助我们在和 Krishna 的分离之情的强烈的感情的之途上面又进一步往前迈进。
One very senior devotee, Prabhupada disciple, mentioned that you will only know that you are feeling separation from Krishna when you begin to cry during your japa.
那就是 Shri Prabhupada 的一位非常资深年长的门徒说过这样 样的一句话，就是你在如果你在 Japa 的时候，就是你自己在念珠上念诵的时候，念着念着终于泪如泉涌，流下了眼泪，那个时候你就知道你是处在跟 Krishna 的强烈的分离之际。
Not that you cry during Japa because you're hungry.
不是因为你在念诵的时候实在是饿得受不了了，所以掉眼泪了。
Or you cry because your daughter doesn't get good marks at school.
也不是因为你的女儿在学校里面成绩不好而掉眼泪。
Or because you had an argument.With your husband,
或者也不是因为你跟你的丈夫吵架了，所以伤心。
You cry during your japa because you realize how fallen you are and how unqualified you are to be with Krishna.
你在这个加法念诵的时候流下眼泪，是因为你深深的感受到你自己是那么的品格是那么的低下，你是那么的没有资格和 Krishna 在一起。
There is always this mixture of feeling unqualified and at the same time feeling very grateful to be given an opportunity to serve Krishna.
那这样两种感情是经常交织在一起的。一方面就是你觉得你自己特别的没有资格，我完全配不上。然后另外一方面呢，你又因为有这个对 Krishna 做奉献服务的这个机会，而内心当中感到万分的感激，总是充满着感恩之情，这样两种情感总是交融在一起的。
The moment that you feel that you are qualified, at that very moment, you become disqualified.
其实如果哪一瞬间你突然觉得自己有资格了，那其实恰恰就是在这一刻，你失去了所有的资格。OK。哦，我刚才有一句话没有补充的，没有读到，就是疫情让我们更深刻的领悟到，没有灵性导师的仁慈，灵修举步维艰。So I missed the sentence after that big paragraph. Said that because this coronavirus makes us understand and realize even more and deeper that without the mercy from spiritual master, we can't make any advancement, not even a step on the path of spiritual practice.
And also the mercy of the devotees. Don't think that the guru is just someone else, different. The guru is also a devotee, and the devotees are also our gurus.
就是对，要补充一下，这不光光是灵性导师的仁慈，还有奉献者的仁慈。那不要认为灵性导师是一个是不是，就是灵性导师他也是一个奉献者，不是什么别的人。同样我们身边的这个奉献者也可以是我们的灵性导师给予我们指导，所以灵性导师和奉献者是不分开的。 Hari Vallabhi Devadasi 请教 Guru Maharaj， 中性关系中奉献者是处在被动状态吗？怎样理解被动状态的含义？能举例说明吗？So when we talked about the Shantaras, the mutual relationship, the devotees situated in this relationship, are they passive? How to understand the meaning of a state of being passive? Can you give some example on that?
Okay. Let's say you have 5 glasses of water.
我们来举个例子吧，就比如说你有五杯水。
And each glass is of a different size.
然后每一个杯子的形状大小是不一样的。
But each glass is full with water all the way to the brim.
虽然这些杯子大小不一，但是呢，所有的杯子都装满了水，一直没到了杯口。
So each relationship with Krishna is fully satisfied by the devotee in that relationship.
所以说呢，不管是在这一种关系中的哪一种，身处其中的这个奉献者，他的内心都是充盈着一种满足之感的。
So in Shantaras, which is the neutral relationship, there are different levels.
那么在这个 Shantaras, 就是中性的这种关系当中，它其实也包含着这个不同的层次。
On the level of the yogi,
比如说这个瑜伽师的层面
，who realizes the presence of Paramatma within the heart，
他们已经觉悟到了内心中的 Paramatma 超灵的存在
，and worships Krishna in that position，
而且呢，他就是 把这个 Krishna 当作这个内心中的超灵在崇拜。
Out of pure love.
这个也是出于一种纯粹的爱。
That is their level of satisfaction.
这个就是他们的这种满足感的层面。
So this is one level of Shanta, which is neutral.
这个就是属于一种 Shanta Ras 中性关系中的。
There's no actual interaction.
就是在这种关系当中，它没有一种互动交流。
The devotee is satisfied to know that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and I am his eternal servant, but I like to keep it that way.
就是 Krishna 他已经觉悟到了。Krishna 是至尊人格受持人，而我是他永恒的仆人。然后就这样的一种觉悟，已经让这个奉献者非常的满足了。他就希望一直保持这样的一种关系，他别无所求。
Now we have to understand that on the spiritual platform, every living entity and even every object have a neutral relationship with Krishna.
在灵性世界呢，在所有的这个生物体，甚至是所有的这个物体，都是跟 Krishna 之间有一种永恒的关系的。
But depending on the nature of their service.
但是这个要基于他们的这个服务的不同。
For example, the animals.
比我们举例来说，这些动物。
So certain animals, most animals have a neutral relationship with Krishna, but they feel complete ecstasy just to be with Krishna.
那在灵性世界，所有的这些动物，它们都是在这个中性的这种关系当中的。但是在它们只是和 Krishna 在一起，它们已经完全的满足了。
The rivers.
还有河流。
They have a neutral relationship with Krishna, but they also feel ecstasy if Krishna touches them.
所以说呢，就是河流它也是跟 Krishna 之间是一种。中性的关系，但是当 Krishna 触碰到他们的时候，他们立刻就进入到这个狂喜之中。
Now there are certain birds, especially birds which are serving Srimati Radharani, that have a more elevated neutral relationship with Krishna when their service is to deliver messages.
那还有一种中性的这种关系呢？就在一个更高的层面啊，但是不一定是，其实不是有上下之分，就是说更亲密一点的关系。那就是那些 Radharani 的身边的那些小鸟，这些小鸟呢，他们的任务就是去当个信使，在传递消息的。
The bees, we always hear about bees around Krishna's flower garland.
然后我们还经常听到说有这些蜜蜂老是绕着 Krishna 所戴的这个花环在那儿嗡嗡的叫。
I mean, we get disturbed if we have a fly coming in front of our face. Bees are always swarming around Krishna, but he's never disturbed.
那我们呢，要是哪只苍蝇在我们身边乱转悠，我们就烦死了。但是这个 Krishna 戴的这个花环呢，是那么的芬芳四溢，吸引了这些蜜蜂总是在他的身边转悠。
Because they glorify him.
然后这些小蜜蜂一直围绕着 Krishna， 其实也是在荣耀 Krishna。
And the trees are standing there, but when Krishna comes, they just melt and they offer fruits and flowers.
那 Krishna 在灵性世界的那些树木呢？就一直长久的站立在那里，但在 Krishna 经过的时候，他们就立刻的就都融化了，然后不由自主的就都供奉出了他们的鲜花和果实。
Now there are so many objects which are actually the energy of Balaram, such as the shoes, the table, the bed, the clothing. All these things are in a neutral state, but they have their place in Krishna's service.
还有呢，就是一些Balaram 的那个展示出来的一些用具 ，Krishna 的用品、随行物品，也都是和 Krishna 的是一种中性的关系。比如说这个睡床、桌子、鞋子。等等这些用品，它也是一种中性关系，但是也是在完全的满足中。
Now, for example, the cows, are considered to have some sort of parental relationship with Krishna. Mm. They take Krishna as their own son because they give their milk.
那些奶牛呢，就被认为说有这个父母跟孩子的那种Vatsala的那种关系，因为他们会产奶，他们用他们的乳汁去喂养 Krishna， 所以呢，就好比是 Krishna 的母亲一样。
So each object of each person will feel completely satisfied in that relationship.
所以每一个人，甚至包括每一个的物品，他们都是在他们的这种中性关系当中感受到完全的满足。 Okay, 下一个问题来自于 Jaya Padma Devi Dasi Hare Krishna， 请拜帕布。 翻译和主持，请问您刚才讲的关于灵性躯体，如果是在 Radharani 花园中的一只小鸟，这样的灵性躯体是永恒的？这里永恒的意思是永远都还是一只小鸟的形体出现吗？那在这只小鸟的灵性，这中文这个字打错了。这在这个小鸟的灵性躯体中，能够体验到多少种跟 Krishna rasa 呢？能体验到，比如说像父母或者情侣之类的那种情感吗？这种情感也会随着风而浮的不断推进，情感秩序不断升华吗？感恩您的仁慈。Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you, Prabhu. Thanks the translator and also the host. You just mentioned about the spiritual body. So, as you said, if this is a little bird in the garden of Radharani, and this spiritual body is eternal. So when you say eternity, does that mean that he remains as in the body of a bird in the spiritual world? In this body of the spiritual bird, can it experience how many different rasas can it experience with Krishna? Can they also experience the Vatsalya rasa or the Madhurya feelings? And will that kind of feelings be intensified more and more with spiritual bhakti service and even be more and more elevated? Thank you very much for your mercy.
The pleasure derived by the devotees in their service to Krishna is constantly expanding. There are no limits.
在奉献服务当中，奉献者们所感到的和 Krishna 的这种情感是不断的在扩展，不断的在增加升华的，可以说是从来没有止境的。Because
Krishna is unlimited.
因为 Krishna 是永无止境，是无极无限的。The
pleasure of his devotees is also unlimited.
所以呢，奉献者所体会到的这种狂喜也是无极无限的。But
once you have a service for Krishna, you keep that service, and in that service you expand your ecstasies.
但是一旦你已经确定了一种对 Krishna 的奉献， 服务，你就会一直在这个服务之中，但是呢，它就在这个服务不变的情况下面，它不断的升华，不断的变得越来越强烈，越来越深入。So
there is no need to want to experience anything else.
所以说呢，在这种服务当中，你就没有必要再去体会更多其他不同种的东西。There
are
情感了。
In the spiritual world, all those who are eternally serving Krishna in the spiritual world, they are part of Krishna's expanding energy.
那在灵性世界服务 Krishna 的，在种种不同的关系中服务 Krishna 的，都是 Krishna 的扩展的能量中的一部分。And
it comes in two forms. One is expansion of Radharani, and the other is expansion of Balarama.
其实是两种扩展，一种是 Radharani 的扩展，一种是 Balaram 的扩展。
So Balaram is energies expands everything that facilitates Krishna's pastimes.
那这个 Balaram 的这种能量的扩展是什么呢？就是说所有的协助 Krishna 上演逍遥时光的一切。包括这些物品啊、设施呀，所有的这些。
And Radharani expands in so many forms to increase the pleasure of love.
而 Radharani 呢，它的能量却不断不断的在扩展，无数的这种形体，就是为了要去加强、不断的增强对 Krishna 的那种爱。
And then you have those who come from the material world who have qualified to enter the spiritual world, and they fall under these two categories.
那还有就是在这个是来自于物质世界的，然后他们最终有了这个资格加入到灵性世界的逍遥时光中。那他们也是属于要不就是 Balaram 的这个能量扩展，要不就是 Radharani 的能量扩展。
So once you are given, because you don't take service, you are given service.、Then you stay in that service.
那这个服务是被赐予的，不是说你主动去找来的，是被赐这样的一个服务。一旦你确定了被赐予这样的一个服务之后，你就会一直保留着。
You know the birds, especially the parrots, who have the service to deliver messages. I mean, they don't want to give that service away for anything. They don't want to do anything else.
That's true.就是比如说这个小鸟特别是那些鹦鹉们，他们就是天天飞来飞去传递信息，传送情报的这些小信使，他们可不愿意把他们的这个这么好的一个服务让给别人，他们会一直在不断的在做这个服务，永恒的保留这个服务的。
And even if they don't deliver service messages, if the birds can just sit on the branch,where no one else can go and just watch Radha Krishna's pastimes in the forest, they are in the best position. I will never give my wings away to anybody.
那这个小鸟，这个鹦鹉，哪怕是没有在这个传递信息的时候，他们也会停留在 Radha Krishna 上演逍遥时光的附近的某一棵树的树梢上，他们就静静的在那儿待着。然后就看着他们上演的甜蜜的逍遥时光，他才不愿意把他的翅膀让给别人呢，他愿意永远做这么一只小鸟。Okay, so they have no aspiration for other relationships.
No, it's not like, you know, Mother Yashoda says to everybody, okay, I'm going on a vacation, anybody wants to take care of Krishna for 2 months? Are you kidding me?
那就是说不会像你说的一样，虽然是在一个鸟的形体里面，但是他还想着啊，我想要体会到跟 Krishna 其他的 Rasa 其他的这种关系，不会说那个亚舍的妈妈某一天说我那个照顾 Krishna 时间太长了，我得要请假一下，我请假2个月，Krishna 就交给你们去照顾吧，他绝对不会这样的，他永不厌倦啊。OK。下一个问题来自于淡然一笑，做服务有身体和心意的服务，而身体和心意是大自然的产物，由半神人控制，所以我们的身体和心意的服务也有半神人或大自然的参与吗？ So we use our body and mind to devotional service. However, the body and the mind are the products of the nature, and which are controlled by the demigods. So when we serve Krishna,with our mind and body, do does that also involve the demigods and the nature? In other words, do they also participate in this service?
Who? Sorry.
Because the body and mind are given by the, controlled by the demigods,
yeah.
And also the body also, do they also participate in your service, the nature and the demigods?
This is a good question.
其实这个问题是问得很不错的。
Because the demigods are actually Krishna's servants.
因为半神人呢是 Krishna 的仆人。
And they have to administer and manage the entire creation.
那么他们呢要掌管，他们是御神，他们得掌管这个宇宙间的这些 自然的这些万物。
So they serve Krishna in their own ways. They are chosen by Krishna for a very important task.
所以说其实他们也是被 Krishna 所拣选出来的，而且身负重任，有非常重要的责任去承担。
So they also wish that they could be closer to Krishna.
他们内心也是很希望和 Krishna 很接近的。
As a matter of fact, when you hear in the Bhagavatam the demigods offering prayers, it is so formal, it is so official. Is you are this and you are that and you are did this and non-stop. Because there's no intimacy.
就是你在圣殿国家瓦坛里，你就会看到了，这个半仙人只要一出场的话，他们首先就给 Krishna 供奉祷文了，然后这个祷文通常都是很长的，而且措辞什么都特别的正式，都是带着这种敬畏心啊 ，Krishna 你是这个 ，Krishna 你是那个啊，你至尊人格首身啊等等，就是在他们的祷文当中，你看不出他们跟 Krishna 之间那种非常非常亲密的关系。
So Prabhupada explained when the devotees engage in devotional service, the demigods become ecstatic.
那是啦 ，Prabhupada 是这样说的：当奉献者为 Krishna 做奉献服务的时候，这些半神人们也都陷入了狂喜之中。
And they actually participate in the pastimes of Sankirtan.
所以说呢，这些半神人他们也是参与到了这个 Sankirtan 七颂圣名运动。
It's mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat.That during the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, when he would travel from village to village, many of these villages were actually demigods who've been waiting just to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya.
那就是在 Chaitanya Bhagavat 这部书里面呢，我们就看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 曾经就是，逐个的一个村子一个村子的行走去传播这个圣名，而在这些村子里面有很多很多的。这个些村民其实就是半神人，他们一直在那儿苦苦等待着很久很久，就是希望能有一天能够亲眼的见到主。
And it's mentioned in the Shastra that in Kali Yuga, demigods stay very far away from this planet that we are in today because there's too much sinful activity.
那在 Shastra 经典里面也说了，在这个卡利年代，因为我们这个地球这个。我们在的这个地方实在是太多了，罪恶活动实在太多了，所以半神人这些天神们，他们都不敢接近我们，离得远远的。
But Sankirtan, the demigods love to participate.
但是他们这些半神人又特别热爱加入到 Sankirtan 齐颂圣名。
Because it's such an easy way to get Krishna's mercy.
因为这个 Sankirtan 齐颂圣名运动是一个。最容易得到 Krishna 的仁慈的一个方式，所以本来这些半神人都好远好远，不愿意接近地球，但是因为有 Sankirtan， 他们就都纷纷的来到。OK， 下一个问题来自于 Chanchala
Chanchala
Party， 这个字都连一起了。一元论的与神合并也是灵性与神的相聚嘛。So this monism, in this monism, this merging into God, is it also spiritual? Is it also can be considered as the union with the God?
Yes, but it's a waste of time.
So it is a meeting.Or union with God?
Yeah,
can we say that?
Yeah, but it's God's energy, so it's a waste of time.
你可以说从语言上来说，你可以说是跟神在那相聚，但是你是跟神的能量的融合，所以说是浪费时间。
There are five kinds of liberation.
有这么解脱，有一共分为五种。
And one of them is to merge within Krishna's spiritual energy.
一种呢就是融入到 Krishna 的灵性能量里。
And devotees really want to stay far away from that one.
奉献者呢他们是躲之不及的，就要远远的离开这么一种解脱，融入 Krishna。奉献者不喜欢。OK。真的是没有任何资格，但是获得了那么多奉献者的人。So it's a comments that yes, really, we don't have any qualification. However, somehow we get the mercy from so many devotees. Okay, 下一个问题来自于 Vedasi Devidasi 中级来说，我们也是 Radharani 或 Balaram 的扩展。Can we say that ultimately we are also the extension of Radharani and Balaram?
No, you're not.
不是。But
No, for the Nitya Siddhas, those who are always in the spiritual world.
You also said there is some from the material world that qualify themselves.
Yeah, but they are not expansion from them. They came from somewhere else. They come from the marginal position.
那这个 Radharani 和 Balaram 的这个扩展呢，是指的是那些一直在灵性世界的那些扩展。我再问一下。But then for those who qualify themselves and who go back to the spiritual world and join them, are they also the expansions?
No, they're not. They came from another position.
那就所以说呢，就是说 Radharani 和 Balaram 的这个扩展呢，指的是一直是在灵性世界的那些 Nitya Siddha， 就是永恒解脱的那些灵魂，一直在灵性世界的。那从物质世界来自于边际能量的这些灵魂，最终到这个灵性世界的话，有获得了资格回灵性世界，进入到逍遥时光中，那些。不是指的刚才所讲的 Radharani 和 Balaram 的扩展。
In some sense, because Balaram expands in many different ways.
就是 Balaram 呢，它以不同的方式来扩展。
Balaram expands into Sankarshan.
Balaram 呢，扩展为 Sankarshan.
And Prajumna and Aniruddha.
Prajumna, Aniruddha,
And Vasudev.
和 Vasudev 就是四重扩展 ，Balaram 它有这么四重扩展。
Then he expands into Mahasankarshan.
然后呢，进一步从 Sankarshan 扩展成为 Mahasankarshan.
And then from Mahasankarshan he expands into Gaboddakashaya Vishnu, Karnadakashaya Vishnu, and Kshirodakashaya Vishnu.
所以呢，从 Mahasankarshan 呢，还有进一步呢，就扩展成为这个大 Vishnu。Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, Yanjaya Vishnu, Gabo Dakshaya Vishnu, Yindan Jaya Vishnu, Hashiro Dakshaya Vishnu, Nyona Jaya Vishnu.
So the living entity who are marginal, they come from this Vishnu expansion.
所以说呢，那些边际的这些能量中的这些来自于边际能量的这些灵魂，就是来自于这些。最后所说到的这种扩展，这个 Vishnu 的扩展来的。
Because we do come from Krishna at some point.
那当然，我们肯定在某一刻，我们是的确是来自于 Krishna 的。Okay.
Okay.
好，那这个就是最后的一个问题了。我们今天的讲课就到这里。
So thank you very much, Shumukhi Radha Mataji.
非常感谢 Shumukhi Radha Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi.
Thank you to all the devotees and for your very good questions.
感谢所有奉献者的聆听以及你们提出的好问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sanatan Goswami ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kashyadesh Yatra ki jai. Go Premanande Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. 白坤的知音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的启发人心是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束。我们现在讲到的是 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第23章，生命的终极目标，对神手的爱。Hare Krishna， 下周同一时间星期三早上7点再见。